talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio, second hour. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We go right to the front lines of history in the making. There's really an astonishing story that has come out yesterday. You know something, this isn't Arizona we're talking about. It's Wisconsin. It's not Georgia. It's not Texas. It's Wisconsin. There is a man conducting an election review, of the results, of the 2020 November 3rd election, who was convicted of fraud in 2009 and went to prison. And here's the background on it. There are a group of people, they're private citizens, but they have Republican support, who've used the open records law to get pictures of ballots, several million of them, some from Dane County, they're looking at Brown County, Milwaukee County. And what they've done is there's a fellow among them named Peter Berneger, B-E-R-N-E-G-G-E-R. He was convicted of fraud, bank fraud and mail fraud in 2009 and went to prison. Convicted in a court by a federal judge, sentenced by a federal judge in Mississippi. He was sentenced to 70 months in prison and $2.1 million fine. He appealed it. They reduced the fine to $1.7 million, which has been mostly unpaid till now. He was released from prison finally in 2014. What he had done was he started up two companies, and the product of one of them, believe it or not, is, quote, gelatin from catfish waste. The product was gelatin from catfish waste, which sounds kind of nasty, and I don't know who would eat that kind of gelatin or who would even occur to want to buy that kind of gelatin. And I think I'm right because nobody did. There were no sales. But he took investor money and he went around saying that things were going well. And then he was caught by the feds, charged with bank and mail fraud, convicted and sentenced to prison, 70 months in prison, and initially a $2.1 million fine reduced to $1.7 million, which he has not paid. But he's voted since then. You know, here, once you serve your time, you can vote. In Texas or Florida, you have to pay all your fines and your probation period has to be over. I frankly think it's absurd that you don't let everybody vote, even if they're in prison. Many of them won't vote, and many of them will vote Republican, because what got him into prison is conduct that is a lot closer to Trump University than it is to a lot of other things. Now, what have these characters done? What they've done is, and there's a small group of these people, and under the open records law, they have simply demanded copies of ballots. And they're going to look at all of these counties, Democratic counties, Milwaukee, Dane, and Brown. They're also looking for some reason at Door, Sauk, and Sawyer. I think Sawyer County, because there's a large Native American population up there, up around Hayward. And Door, I don't know why they're looking at Door. That's always been somewhat Republican, but lately it's drifted a little blue. And Sauk, I don't know why they're looking at Sauk, except that in just west of Madison, maybe they think that there's something there they can sniff out. They're not going to sniff out anything. But the thing that bothers me about this is these audits, these are fake audits. They're corrupt audits. Cyber Ninja in Arizona is a corrupt audit. Cyber Ninja, the head of Cyber Ninja, is a QAnon sympathizer. He's already stated that he thinks that the November 3rd election was won by Donald Trump. He falsely says that, and somehow they give him the ballots and the voting machines. They give him the ballots and the voting machines, And now Maricopa County, Phoenix, has to buy new voting machines. Robin Voss in this state hires a former Justice Gableman as the lawyer and a couple of retired police officers, one of whom worked for the Texas Republican Party and who is also one of these people who thinks that Trump won the election in advance. And they're going to go around and they're going to stick their nose. This is with Voss's approval. Voss's approval, and they're getting paid. They're getting paid. They're going to go sniffing around and scare the hell out of poll workers. This is Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin, we have this character convicted of bank fraud and mail fraud, spent time in prison. And he's the guy going to look at these ballots. And the Republican Party supports all of this. They support it all. In Pennsylvania, the guy has demanded the voting machines in Philadelphia. Philadelphia Election Commission says it's going to cost $40 million to replace them because once you give them up, you can't take them back. You don't know what kind of bugs they put in them. You do not know what kind of bugs they put in them. Why should these communities have to eat $40 million bucks out of Philadelphia's budget? They have plenty of other things to spend it on. I'm telling you, Merrick Garland of the U.S. attorneys, unfortunately, I do not think there has been a new U.S. attorney confirmed here in Milwaukee for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, and then there's a Western District U.S. attorney in Madison. They've got to start going in for injunctions to stop the turning over of ballots and voting machines to these freelancers. These freelancers are in bad faith. Here you have a freelancer spent time in prison for fraud. And Voss is hiring former retired cops who already have skin in the game. They've already said one of them worked for the Republicans. This is wrong. What it's done is they'll come out all mealy-mouthed like Voss did on a show in Milwaukee the other day and goes, well, I'm not saying I want to overturn the 2020 election, but we want to make sure it, quote, doesn't happen again. What do you mean it does? What doesn't happen again? He means a Democratic election doesn't happen again. This is Wisconsin. And then you have Ron Johnson peddling the same stuff. All right, the lines are lighting up. We're going to the lines in order. The first one is Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Couple quick things. You live as long as me, 66 tomorrow anyway. How about the American League? When I was a kid, the National League won that ball game about 20 out of 21 years. And the American League couldn't find a way to win that. But it's kind of, yeah, now it's kind of flipped and it's 8 in a row. But did you find Mr. President Biden's speech as scary as I did when I really digested it and sad? It was an impassioned speech. It was a great speech. But it was, in my mind, it was really sad he had to give a speech like that. It's just a very scary time.
Right. Yeah, no, Joe stood up, and I'll tell you what, and Joe spoke forcefully about voting. Voting is the essence of democracy. It's the essence of the United States. Countries that don't have full voting, or they have fake voting, which is a lot of Asia, a lot of Africa, and increasingly some of South America, what you have is, you don't have democratic societies, not really. And you don't have the kind of freedom we have. You're not going to have freedom. When you have thugs running the government, pretending to be voted in, they're going to come and knock on your door, and they don't even have to knock on your door because you are going to be afraid that you'd be dragged off if you do something they don't like. You want your freedoms? I mean all your freedoms. You want Second Amendment freedoms? You want First Amendment freedoms? You want personal freedoms? All personal freedoms? Stand up for a democracy. And that means even if you're a Republican, if you think that you're going to keep a democracy by going around and repeating a lie about the 2020 election, you're sadly mistaken. The more integrity is undermined that way, the less likely we are to keep our democracy. We're going back to the lines. We have some time just before the break. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, I don't think a lot of the Republicans should even care about maintaining democracy with them willing to hand out these groups going around that I, why do they even have standing to look at photocopies of our
of our
boats? Why are they going to have to pony up the money to pay for the costs involved in getting photocopies of all these votes? And to be frank, I live in Sauk County, and my signature on my absentee ballot application is not on my absentee ballot when I sent the envelope in, is not going to match what's on the voting roll because of the neuropathy on my hands from chemotherapy that I had to go through for 6 months there last year. And I'm just tempted to say, you know, these guys question my vote. I'm just going to say, you know, question me directly to my face, and then I'll sue you. You accuse me of fraud to my face, and then I'll sue your ass for everything you have, what your children have, and what your grandchildren have. I mean, it is just, I'm tired of these guys, and these are the same guys that, I don't know. I've had a gut full of them, and Gableman and his gang of thugs should be arrested the first place they show up and threaten somebody.
I love your passion. Unfortunately, I'm going to a break. I wish I were not. I love your passion, and also you have a sense of history. And I'm going to get back to your comments right after the break, Mark. As always, thank you for calling in. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.